Yesterday's truck bombing underscores the complex challenges facing U.S. forces in Iraq. Retired Ambassador James Dobbins, who's now with the RAND Corporation, served as special envoy for Afghanistan, Kosovo, Bosnia, Haiti, Somalia. He's been involved in the recent reconstruction of war-torn countries as much as any American. Ambassador Dobbins, in your experience, first in any of those countries, did you ever face a security threat comparable to what we're seeing now in Iraq?
Well, yes, the security threat in Somalia was considerably worse, and ultimately it drove us and then the United Nations out of the country.
Do you see that end in Iraq, by the way, that we'd be driven out of the country?
No, I certainly hope not.
What's the answer then? First of all, more people? Is that it? Put more troops in?
I think that's part of the answer. I think, an analysis of past cases suggests that to establish security in a country this dense in population probably does require more forces than we've currently been able to deploy.
What is the assumption here, that there must be a security provided by external forces for a given period of time, or could there be some transition to a point when it's the responsibility of Iraqis to provide security?
Well, of course there's a transition. The question is how quickly can it take place? Basically, the Iraqi security forces have disintegrated. They've disappeared, and they cannot really be reconstituted. Now, we've built new security institutions before, in Panama, in El Salvador after the war, in Bosnia, in Haiti, in Kosovo. We know what it takes, and we know how long it takes. It takes 2 years. For 2 years, the United States and its coalition partners are going to be providing whatever security is provided throughout Iraq.
Given the news and that you receive and that you follow every day about what's happening in Iraq, do you see the occupation strategy of the U.S. right now there as difficult, problematic? These were unforeseen things, but they're happening, and we'll get past them perhaps? Or is this a failed strategy right now?
Well, I think that the administration has acknowledged that their initial assessment and expectations turned out to be unduly optimistic. They have made some important changes. When Jerry Bremer was named to the post, when we stopped pulling troops out and began putting additional troops back in. So there have been already some important course corrections. The major threshold that they will need to cross in order to generate a larger scale effort than they're currently embarked on would be either, on the one hand, to increase the size of the U.S. military, which would be, I would imagine, politically quite controversial, or alternatively, expanding the coalition by offering other participating countries a share, a voice, in the management of the enterprise as well as in its cost. And that, too, will be controversial. But I think one of those two thresholds will have to be crossed.
The loss of Sergio de Mello, obviously, colossal. Combined with the bombing at the Jordanian embassy, the loss of some sense that there might be progress to this mission right now, palpable to you?
Well, I think there has been some progress, and some of the threats that many of us had anticipated have not eventuated. Mm-hmm. We clearly haven't established security. Until we establish security, it's really misleading to talk about progress in other sectors. Because if you don't have security, whatever you do, whatever you spend on reconstruction and political development will ultimately be wasted.
Ambassador Dobbins, thank you very much for talking
with
us. Retired Ambassador James Dobbins, now with the RAND Corporation, formerly was U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, as well as in the past for Kosovo, Bosnia, Haiti, and Somalia.